What up?
Yo, we're here.
We're back in this bitch. It has been a while.
The setup's a little bit more cooked.
The setup is... The arm died.
Yeah.
So the mic is just in a sock, sitting on his lap.
Yeah, the mic is currently sitting in my lap. So I'm trying my hardest not to move. However, if the Reds are about to score, I could...
Yeah, that is what I was thinking. Union's on the telly.
Yep, it is the Queensland Reds versus Wales.
So if something mad happens, there will be an abrupt cut of audio.
It is the first time the Reds have versed an international side since 2004. And
really?
Well, they versed like New Zealand teams and Fiji teams, but like this is like the rep side. Like the...
Did they get up by being really goated? That's why they get to verse an international team? Did they go up a division?
No, well, no, because they're the top team in Queensland. So it is, there's been a whole, after the whole World Cup Wallabies failure, that entire saga of getting eliminated in the group stages for the first time ever, all of like the Rugby Australia chairman got like fired. And they've brought in a whole new like CEO, chairman, and people running the company. And in that as well, the previous coach for the Queensland Reds left. He was a good coach, but he was very basic. In a way, like he had like no, he was good, but
he should have coached a smaller team.
Yeah, no, he's had success, but yeah, we did win a Super Rugby Australia Championship under him, so that's good. But we've got a new coach this year, and we've been playing so much more dynamically, and he really wants to see Australian rugby succeed. And he knows by doing that he needs to make Super Rugby good, which is what the Reds play in. And so the season just finished, and now they're all doing like all these off-season matches. So this is their last match in Australia for the Reds, where they're versing Wales. And then later on they're going to go to like Scotland and England and verse other club teams overseas.
Right.
To get more experience and to play more.
Oh, they're doing a scrum. So does the... When we played rugby sevens and I did the scrum, where does the head go?
Like in kind of like the armpit.
So not straight into the shoulder?
No.
It goes a bit lower.
You want to be kind of underneath it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that fuck your neck up?
Well, you want to be like kind of pushing up and be pushing straight.
Yeah, that. The more you explain it, the more it sounds like it'll fuck my neck up. Like, so yeah. A bit down and then you want to push up to keep it up.
No, sorry, you want to be pushing straight through.
Uh-huh.
But you want to be keeping like your shoulder blade and your shoulders up.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
If you don't know what a scrum looks like from rugby union, just Google it.
Yeah.
And you'll see what my confusion is.
I think, yeah.
My people don't get spinal injuries often from playing rugby.
I got a small one. Oh. But that was like, that's one time in like 12 years.
And that's rare.
Yeah.
Because I think it's often gilded as like one of the safer codes of rugby, right? For tackles at least?
Yeah, because you can't tackle below like the chest. If you tackle above the chest, it's a high tackle.
Oh yeah, no, but like...
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And there...
And there's like
in,
other things.
In union, you're more focused on bringing them to the ground. But in league, it doesn't matter. You're just more focused on stopping them. You're wrapping them so they can't throw the ball out.
Pelt.
Which is what you don't want them to do in union. You don't want them to like just pop it out.
No.
But you're more focused because you're always contesting for the ball in union.
Yeah.
Because the ball's always been contested.
It's crazy to me how many men in the ruck when people tackle.
Yeah.
It just looks like a dog pile. It's so funny to me.
Yeah.
It's so stressful when I was playing it. Just to not fuck it up.
Yeah, it is. It is because there are so many people in there. He's got a mullet.
Speaking of which, I just came from an Oztag game where I'm not on the team, but I play anyway. And if you come and find this, good luck figuring it out.
Yeah.
Oztag officials.
Yep.
I almost killed some poor girl.
Oh, no. Did you just run?
No. No. Well, yes.
No.
But it was the last... I love kicking the ball at the end of the set. Because what happened was there was like in the same corner, like three or four of my kicks at the end of the set. I just kick it. It would go straight into someone. Like, I'm not trying to kick it at them.
Yeah.
I also, it was all below, like, the legs. It was on the legs. But, like, I would kick it. It would come off them. They would be standing like a street pole. They're not moving. They're not playing at it.
You're just falconing someone.
No. I did not do that. But it would just, like, bounce off their leg. And then we would get the ball back. And then the ref would be like, six again. They weren't playing at it. There was one where I kicked it and it hit someone who was like a meter in front of me. Because they were coming to fucking tag me.
Yeah.
Oztag is a non-contact football sport. You have tags, Velcro.
I was actually also sad I couldn't play. Like, I was looking at the rules of Oztag.
It's a lot of fun. I fucked up a lot, but I did a lot of good things. We're a very bad team.
Yeah.
we're a bunch of engineers and like uni students. And we're bad, but we have a lot of fun, and people have their shining moments. Ben, golden hands. I don't think I've seen him drop the ball. There was one where the ball flew past my head, and it was bouncing. He was in the back line to get it. And I was like, careful with that. Bounces a bit. It's still moving a lot. And even like Luke, the experienced player, he will just stand like a wall and let it bounce off of him to then just pick it up safely. Yeah. Ben, running, grabs it while it's like still bobbling along the ground, and then he just guns it. And I'm just like, bro.
In the nicest way, that's impressive for Ben.
It is impressive for Ben. I said it once. So he someone did like a really dodgy pass.
Yeah.
On the run, and they were both running, and Ben caught it, and I was like, "Yes, Ben.
Yes,
that's so good for you." And then everyone like chuckled, and I'm like, "No, I really mean that.
I really mean that."
And well, he is. I don't know. When the pressure comes, he's on.
He can be surprisingly lithe and like...
I haven't seen him crack.
It's crazy.
I told Julian he runs really gracefully, and I was like, what do you mean? And he took it as like an offense. And then after the game, I said it again. And I was like, no, you have perfect constant acceleration, and you don't... Your gait is just like a straight line, and I don't know how you do it. He just moves... He moves like a car.
So what do you mean in a straight line?
So like... When he's running, his head is just like at the same height.
His body stays on like
the along the ground like a Segway.
On like the parallel.
Yes.
They're always staying,
And parallel. Like, there's a kid who's like me, he was just filling in. He's not allowed to play either. Good luck finding him. He's from a really good Oztag team that plays in just the men's because we were playing mixed. That's how I almost killed a girl. I'll get into that. But his side to side speed, he runs, but he moves from side to side. It's faster than he's going forward. And he just slides along the ground.
This would never leave my mind. So when I was in like under 16s,
mm.
playing footy, there was this guy called Monty.
Mm.
Or Monius. And he was tiny.
Yeah.
Like he was like 5 foot flat. Weighed 40 kilos.
Kendrick Lamar type.
He was tiny. But he could throw and kick incredibly.
Yeah.
And when he would run with the ball and he would step in four different directions.
Yeah. Did he have to slide? Could he slide? Yeah,
you would see, I ran up, he got the ball, I was behind him giving support. And I was like, I was like shouting like pass because I was open. And it's like, it's better for me to take the hit now than you.
Mm.
Like, because you are small and it's my job. But he just stepped four different directions in the guy. I tripped over, and I wasn't the one being stepped because I tried to follow it and I perished. And I don't know how we did it.
He went
in four different directions so quickly.
He just did like a tap dancing routine.
Yeah, I don't know, like if you do that now, I feel my ankles just snap.
Yeah.
But he did it and I'm like, oh my God. That's also another thing you do in union. You can take a mark, like an AFL.
Yeah.
Like if you catch the ball,
do you get advantage
without being hit, and you've got to like put your arm up and mark?
Oh, above your head.
Yeah. Like if you've caught the ball on the full, and you actually say mark, then you get a free tap.
Oh, like what he just did? He fucked the tap up there?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's come off
his hand
legs.
Didn't it come off his hand? He tapped it and then it like.
Yeah. Oh, his hands might have touched it.
Yeah, it looked like he knocked it on.
But yeah. But no one, everyone kind of forgets because you forget about it in the heat of the moment.
Can you, for the tap, he like actually let go of it with his hands. Do you have to do that? I only ever like tap it. It never leaves my hands, tap.
Yeah, you've got a full like arm, like kind of drop it onto your foot.
Oh, okay. Because it's like a fake kick.
That's the idea of it, right? It's basically like kicking to yourself.
Anyway, end of the set. this was one where I kicked it. No one else was moving, so I gunned it. Yeah. And I'm chasing this ball, and it, like, goes in between someone's legs. And they were, like, fumbling it. And I was like, this is mine. I didn't even look at the person. The person didn't exist to me. I wanted to score my try.
I think that's completely fair.
No, I would just wait. Oh. They're getting down to pick it up. I'm running at the ball. Ideally, I, like, tap it with my foot like I have done at practice where we were playing touch.
Yeah.
And I, like, kick it, and it goes behind them, and I score. I didn't get to do that because they, like, move forward a little bit too much. Oh. It's completely my fault. I sumo slam my body into the top of her head, where the hair is.
I was so worried you were going to say you just kicked her in the face.
Would have been sent off.
Yeah.
I would have got a red. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. And the ref's like, contact. And I'm like, bro, everyone knows. You know, don't say it.
Contact.
Like, she didn't fall. No, she fell over. And, like, I had to mark her after two because I ended up tagging her too.
Because in your, like, it sounds like you're clearly going for the ball. But
I was, and I kept saying, like, I just wanted to score. I was just trying to score. And I was running and she's like, my head hurts. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm winded and I can barely breathe, but I'm like, it's a lot worse for her. And I'm like, I am so sorry.
Yeah, that is.
And, like, there was one where they grabbed it and I was receiving it. It was, like, flipped.
Yeah.
And I got it, boom. Very nice. I was like, this is sweet. And there's a guy right there. And I'm just like, I'm not even going to try and step because I'm standing still. I've already surrendered. Yeah. Basically, it's a tag. So I kind of just like fall in. I drop my shoulder. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, it's okay. And I'm like, I'm clearly giving. I've only ever played contact and you cannot train that out of my
body. That's the thing. Like when we played touch at school, I would get in trouble because I would just full pedal sprint at the line. Hand out.
I found myself being like, I'm going for gap. I would run. Yeah. I would dodge a guy and there'll be a guy right in front of me. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to surrender. And I just like throw my body into it. Yeah. And I was like, boom, with my shoulder. And I'm like, oh, wait, I can't do that.
Yeah, I would just find myself just like, I'm just going to bust through the line.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't do that in touch because they just touch you.
Yes.
But can you in Oz tag? Because they need to grab your tags.
They do. It's so fucking hard. If you're not experienced with grabbing tags, someone was doing spins. I was trying to grab the tags. It took me 8 attempts before I got the tag.
I feel like if someone stood in front of me and like spun and they had the tags, I would get so confused. And yeah.
And like they'll run and you will feel like you can get them and then they'll just hit a little bit more on the pedal and they're gone and the tag's right there.
Oh.
The thing that hurts, the two things that are worse, the worst, is when you grab it and you hit the tag, you're touching it, and you close your hand and it just doesn't come with you. Fucking how. And there's a strat where you wear baggy pants.
Yeah.
Like, you're meant to tuck your shirt in so your shirt doesn't get in the way, but if you wear baggy pants, you get a little bit of extra insurance on the sag.
Like tug.
Yeah, like, tug so like, it, they can pull and it won't come off and like, there's a chance they miss it. But there's this horrible thing where you go for a tag, there is a full Velcro noise, but nothing has changed. Even the person running, if you're not, like, you'll just keep running until it's, like, definitely a tag. People will stop and be like, oh, wait. And then they'll just keep going. But, like, I am not the fastest. I'm getting faster. I am running and doing cardio. I'm doing all the fucking gym, whatever.
That's good.
And I'm running, and I will be able to get line breaks, and I don't know how they're not tagging me. Like, I'm doing the wiggle, and I'm doing the run.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the gap.
You're doing a whole lot.
Yeah. I'm doing a whole lot. I also did my best pass ever today. It was the most square. It went exactly the way I wanted it to go. It had power behind it because that's my big problem. Is I can like make it fly normally. I just can't throw it very far. But in the heat of the moment, I was running.
Can you do it like really well? Like passing to your left is a lot easier than passing to your right? Left is
so much harder for me. I can do the right so much easier.
Really? I find it because I'm right-handed, I can get...
I have left-handed traits in some things, but I couldn't tell you which ones.
I'm getting confused now.
My left hand does all the work on the pass because it goes to the right. So I assume that's a left-handed favored pass.
Are you left-hand favored?
No, never. Oh. But for passing, I am. Okay. For kicking, I am. I kick with my left foot for like an AFL type of kick and a grubber kick.
Really?
Yeah. My right is shocking. I'm not ambidextrous kicking.
Because there was a point where I could pass equally with both sides.
If I had to karate kick someone in the face, it would have to be my left foot. My right does not have that coordination.
So if we ever get into it, I've got to disable the left foot first.
You need to, yeah, you need to angle your Street Fighter stance in a certain way so the left is not going to get you.
I'm matching the stance.
But like, I'm thinking about it. I think it's also my, what's my icon? I'm not going to get up to not fuck up the audio setup, but my kickoff foot, my left calf is a lot better. That could be part of it.
Okay, that is odd.
It's, I don't know why. It has to be my kickoff or something to do with running.
Now, I do say that I have more, like, my right leg's stronger, but I have more faith in my left leg.
What do you mean?
Because this is the my right knee is the one that I fucked up.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Well, they're both, like, cooked, but the right one's the one that I did all the injuries to.
Oh, and my perfect pass?
Yeah.
So, there were two, Elise was on the ring, and Julian was half, that's the one next to the ring.
Yeah.
And we are, like, a meter or two out from their line. And I just, there's too many people in front of me. I do this lovely pass. It's like, it's catchable for Julian. He reckons it was. It's in front of him. If he just walked forward, if he ran onto it, it would have. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, wait, I'll just leave it for Elise. And Elise was just like, no, Julian's getting that. He like balks the ball. And then it just goes out. And I'm just like, bro, he was so on.
I think that's what would probably, I'm not a very competitive guy.
Mm. But I am. I actually am.
But now what I'm going to say is, if I saw people not running onto the ball when it's passed,
oh, you shouldn't.
Not expecting the ball at all, I think I would lose my mind.
Okay. Our team love receiving ball, running. They're when there's passing, it's good, but we love the run and we get the breaks.
Yeah.
I feel like we need more work together playing touch to get better at the passing, but that happened like two times.
How are you guys off the set piece? Do you prefer a broken style of play?
No. We play in a line.
Yeah.
We play set, but we don't know any of the like Joel showed up and he was trying to run shit. He was mainly just ignoring people. And like,
do you like loose ball?
Yeah.
Like the balls when the ball's like loose and it's like
there's not much direction. We're just playing.
Which is like, yeah, I'm trying to think about how that would work.
You just gotta come and watch, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Like, there was one where I was like really calling from Joel.
Yeah.
And he was sliding along and he tried to do the one where you like just like pass it and it goes like 2 centimeters. The light handoff.
Flick it.
But I was expecting more of a pass. So it also just looks like it just looked like he dropped it onto himself. It was less like a flick and more like he dropped it.
No,
like, and I was just like, really, I'm so sorry. Because like, while there were like four people in front of me, if I was to get this, I was just like, well, I wasn't meant to, the ball wasn't meant to get dead. I also fucked up a lot, but I'm only interested in the things I did right, so.
Hey, but it's casual, it's social.
Yeah, I'm not buying new contacts. I'm not buying contacts. I'm out of contacts, I'm not buying new ones. Not happening.
Nah, so you just can't see. That guy is in the air.
The one who scored?
No. Number one. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, number one was in the air.
That guy's in the air.
I don't know if you... Oh, that's a different one.
Good content. All right, do you know what the killdozer is?
Yes, I do know what the killdozer is.
Oh, yeah, you are American. Well, all Americans should know what the killdozer is.
But I'm not American.
It's in your body. It's in your blood.
Well, it's not in my blood. They're like...
Why haven't more things like the killdozer happened? Is that a bad thing to say?
I feel like it depends if you think...
The man had a goal, and it was like the best way to get around doing it.
It was
school shooters are lame as fuck, because they normally just die or go to jail.
Well, I think they are lame in general.
Dude.
But...
If you think of it like this, if... No, actually you couldn't. Children can't be nice to each other. Because if there's like a depressed cunt here... I just get over it. I got over it. I was sad in high school. Got over it. Is that a bad thing to say?
No, it's you.
It's like you don't have the ability to rock up to school here with toted up and ready to kill people.
Yeah, which is good.
Like, we had people craft shanks in the Indus room because it's an all-boys school I went to.
Yeah.
And they'd get the metal shit. They'd make them. No one ever, not to my memory, stabbed anyone.
Yeah.
There were lots of fights. We got in lots of trouble for the fights.
I mean, my school had fights, but it was usually in like between borders. Majority of the time.
Oh, borders.
Yeah.
I pictured land borders.
And I'm assuming that's because you got like 40 guys living with each other. for like years, so they would fight.
For context, a killdozer. some old cunt. I don't. Why did he do it?
Well, it was. Wasn't he wanted to do? They were building properties around his house.
Is that what it was?
Or they were like, they were doing like industrial. They were building industrial stuff around his house.
Oh, and they fucked him up. And he tried to like. Did they fuck him up somehow?
It's either. No, they kind of like fucked him over.
They fucked him over, yeah. He was like muffler shop owner.
I watched a fucking Count Dankula video on this.
I also watched a video about it a while ago. Well, I don't know. This was years ago. Oh, no, I listened to a podcast about it.
Okay.
On a road trip.
Count? I don't know if this guy's still making.
So what this cunt did was he built like a humongous. He took a bulldozer and he fortified it like a tank and then he welded himself shut in it.
Yeah.
And then he just went to town and he killed people. He killed cunts with it. Oh, I don't know that guy. I've heard of him.
This is like, but he did like on Dragon Lord, Shoko Asara.
He does docos. Rene
Hussein, Killdozer, Purple Aki. He's a Scottish guy.
Oh, okay.
And he got charged with, what was he, did he,
oh,
did he make a dog? No, he didn't make
no,
a dog.
No,
he had
no.
His dog do like the sea kale.
I've heard about this guy.
And then he was getting like charged for Nazi, something like that, for hate speech.
But yeah, I remember when this came out. This is the only thing I know him for.
This is years ago.
It was. I can remember when
so long ago.
A internet headline.
But I don't know if he's still, because like the case was falling apart against him because it's like, it's not the strongest case.
Hmm. Oh, are you coming to Troy's?
Probably.
Ah, cool. Who's this gone? Might be a short.
Well, it depends. Only
people you like are there. So no one you dislike. I'm trying to say it without saying it, and you know what I mean.
Yeah. I also need to show you this meme.
I know exactly what you're about to show me.
Oh, damn.
Is it about the shooting?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is the funniest thing, I think,
to all right, if you guys don't know... if you somehow listen to this and don't know about...
Actually, no. Another part of this meme is too assassination layered.
Hmm?
If you don't know who Shinzo Abe is... Do you not know this meme?
No, I do. This one, I saw a glimpse of it and someone sent it to me.
Because it's the...
We need some context. Shinzo Abe is the ex-prime minister of Japan.
Yeah.
People liked him.
Yes.
He got assassinated by a homemade blunderbuss.
Yeah, in
that
Japan.
That also shot back and, like, injured the shooter.
Yeah, it blew off his hand.
It was just a bomb in a pipe
yeah.
with shots in the pipe. And after he got assassinated, everyone seemed to hate Shinzo Abe. And it's such a sad fucking tale.
Yeah. But this photo is of... It's, like, Shinzo Abe in the skyline, like fading, like
he's
a
fading,
ghost.
Like he's, yeah, like
and
he's
then
a,
next to it
a spirit
is
in the sky.
The photo of Donald Trump on the ground after his ear's been shot.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's like, and the caption is, Donald Kun, get up, Donald Kun. And then
I haven't seen this
Trump
iteration
going,
of it.
It's Trump going, Shinzo?
That is good. I haven't seen that. That's a green text one.
That really made me laugh.
That is a good one. There was one where he was like, they were like, why did you dodge the bullet? And it's just Shinzo in the sky.
Yeah, I can see. It was
So if you don't, enough jokes. If you don't know, Donald Trump randomly turning to the right and looking into the distance saved his own life through sheer luck and just him turning. I don't know how much he was moving that speech. Like, I don't know if he was moving a lot.
He was kind of like stepping side to side, not a whole lot, but he was like turning around, looking.
He was crowd working a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like looking around at the crowd, like making eye contact with different parts of the crowd, like as you would do.
And the guy who was, what is BlackRock? Do you know what BlackRock is?
That's a, isn't that a private security?
I don't know. Or the like shooter was in a BlackRock video, and they're deleting it now.
Oh, I could be so wrong, actually.
No, it was like, it was in a video, they were in a school. I think it has to do with arming teachers. I don't know. It was a school dude, the guy also, we have a friend who used to shoot. Based on the distance that guy was shooting, apparently he's the opposite of goated. He was just a shit shooter. I'm not saying I wanted Donald Trump to die. I mean, because that's bad.
Yeah.
But like,
as much
Thank goodness he wasn't a better shot, because if he did kill Donald Trump, America would become a cesspit of war.
We were talking about it is, if he was shot, it would have caused, I feel like, so many problems.
Dude, the Tenacious D tour getting cancelled because Kyle Glass or Gas or whatever his name is made a joke. He's like, next time don't miss. It's like, bro.
Yeah, he was like, don't miss Trump next time. And I'm like, that's a crazy thing to say.
Like, you could make the joke better and not get cancelled.
Yeah. It was, I think if he went back into the workshop with that joke.
Yes. It was clearly improv. Because, there's no way he planned that.
Because the way he said it sounded very real.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
He's just a Democrat.
So this is what BlackRock is.
All right, what's BlackRock?
An asset manager and one of the world's leading providers of investment, advisory, and risk management solutions. So they, like...
So they do arm people.
Yeah.
That's just... That's a long-winded way of saying they look after shit and they risk... BlackRock America, I think, is
the name of it. Yeah, that's
because I was also told that they're by Julian that they're a good investment. He was probably not talking about the one that goes.
Oh yeah, if you put money into their stocks, you're probably going to do well.
Or maybe it was the one.
Yeah.
Do we care about the Olympics?
That's what I was going to ask, because we're currently watching the rugby on Stan,
and there are lots of ads,
and the Stan's also doing the Olympics as well.
I'm glad Seven lost the rights for it. You know how annoying it would be to watch the Olympics every year via the Seven website?
Yeah. But it's also Nine, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what it is now?
Yeah.
It used to be like...
Just Seven.
Yeah, I'm so
sorry. It was just Seven.
Yeah. And it would just be so annoying.
It might have been on Fox, and I have dislikes for Fox anyway.
We are loyal subscribers to Fox, and I probably should talk to my father about changing the subscription, because there are cheaper ways to go about it now.
Yeah, I'm a hater of Fox. And that's for different reasons.
What, like the guy?
No.
Okay.
I don't like Rupert Murdoch.
Hey, what do you mean? He's the puppeteer. If he doesn't like the headline, it's not going to go, bro. What's wrong?
I love the ABC.
Dude, the new Friendly Geordies video where they were talking about the think tanks that make all the headlines.
Yeah.
And how it's just a bunch of slimy people. Gina Reinhart types.
It is crazy when people are now talking about Australia. And they're like, it's crazy how much... organized crime is in this country.
I also, yeah.
But it's probably, there's probably less than there are in like America, but I think it's just because it's so loud and so...
Well, it affects me, so I care. It affects us, so we care more. And, dude, people who hate reporters for saying the things they're told to say are crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who hate the Waleed Ali guy.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the guy. Hey, he just says what's on the fucking teleprompter.
You know what would be a crazy thing to say? I think Julian Assange is an alright...
Wait. Did he get freed?
Yeah.
We got the... Is he? He's safe.
Yeah.
We have him back.
Yeah, he's back.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. This happened a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Because I heard about it a little bit ago.
Because it was all happening while my American family was here.
And what do they think about it?
Well...
They're in the... Okay, what did they think about it?
I think...
Did they talk about it?
Well, they tried not to be in conversation.
Bro, he is one of the best journalists ever.
But I think if you're a country where you look up to your military in such a way...
No.
And it's like these crimes... It's not a good thing that they... Like, don't worry, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
I hate war, and there is not a military in the world that hasn't ever committed a war crime.
Like Australia.
Ever.
Like Australia.
Dude. Dude, didn't the whistleblower for that get fucked?
He's going to jail.
Bro.
He is being charged.
Why don't we look after whistleblowers, man? Did he sign an NDA? Well, I assume he did.
Well, there are supposed to be like whistleblower protection, but...
Ah, no, actually...
Because it's military...
It's fine that he's in jail, because loose lips sink ships. I don't mean that.
Stabbed in jail.
Really? Why?
That's a...
Well, why is he going to get treated like a molesterer?
Well, because they're like, well, these people will just pay out an organized crime family to just kill him.
Wait, we have it like that in our jails?
Yeah.
If he goes to the one in Melbourne, he's going to die. Like the one that they lock up internationals from?
Well, I think he's going to probably one in Sydney, and that's not a good spot either.
That's better than the one in Melbourne. The Supermax in Melbourne's bad.
Well, I don't think it's Supermax.
Or the whatever the fuck one is in Melbourne. Because I know that's the big one. It's in the Rick Ross bar. That's,
really?
Yeah, in Devil in a New Dress. He talks about all of the people in... Yeah.
He does say...
He says Melbourne in it.
He does say Melbourne.
Yes, yeah, so he's talking about all of the homies he has and all the prisons around
him. I heard this. Because he said Melbourne and I was like... Did he say Melbourne?
He does, every time.
And okay, so that's what it is.
Music. Talking... Dude, so much shit came out today.
Well, all I know is one thing. And recently. You know how hard I persuade Julian that the Denzel album came out today? And he was like, no, it doesn't come out till later. And I'm like, bro, it came out at 12 a.m.
Okay, to be fair... Wait, really? Yeah. Okay, to be fair, Denzel, I don't think, has dropped on time with his drops. He normally drops at like something. He drops on their time.
He had the Spotify...
He did.
...countdown.
Wait, didn't Julian pre-save it?
Apparently, I don't think so.
I love the cover. I think it's my favorite Denzel cover.
I have been enjoying the album. I think it's good.
I think it's gas. It picks up... It's a little chiller at the start. It picks up at the end. It is a constant up chart.
Once you... Like, when I hit wishlist, I'm like, oh.
Wishlist gas.
Ooh.
What else did I really like? What was the one right after Hit the Floor? Hit the Floor gas. I love the production of Hit the Floor. The way the bass, like, sounds like a maraca. It, like, goes do-do-do-do-do. I don't know how to explain it. The bass line vibrates.
I quite like it's Ultra sick. Shit.
Ultra like Shit's good. Yeah. I think a lot of the features did a very good job, personally.
I like See It. Or Set It, sorry.
Did you like the one with... did you like the one about pimps with Ty Dolla $ign?
I can't really... Because I've only really gone through it once.
Okay, yeah.
So I think I need to go through it a couple more times.
I think, in context, when Hoodlums came out, they just got straight into rapping. Yeah. And it being the last song and like coming straight off of Hit the Floor makes sense.
It makes sense.
Okay. It makes a lot more sense. And I originally thought A$AP Rocky was... rapping off beat. He was just rapping half time.
It was very funny when Julian, when I was talking to him, and then he was going through the songs and, like, the features. Mm. He was like, the only reason I know half these guys actually do exist is because of Mitchell.
And I'm like, is that a good thing?
No, well, like, there's names like,
Maxo Cream. I haven't talked about him much.
Or Kenny Mason.
Kenny Mason. That's really Riley. Riley loves Kenny Mason.
Well, I've seen Kenny, but I wouldn't have known that he's like a...
Dude, play that boy Zay. I only know him from Denzel. You know what's features.
Funny? I get to actually say this about Mitchell. Mitchell put me on shit.
Which, well, who?
On shit.
Oh.
he put
dude,
me
it's
on.
One of the it's one of the only things I've really enjoyed talking about. Oh, why? Oh wait.
Yeah.
They swap sides. They swap sides.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I sent Julian two songs. I sent him. Fracture on the Antagonist album by Apache.
Yeah.
And I sent him this. I sent you guys that as well.
Oh,
you?
Yeah. I haven't looked at it
it's
yet.
It's hectic. It sounds... So, it's a song called Stim Sludge, and it sounds like
the
cover looks.
I may have just farted the mic. I'm sorry.
I heard it. I think I was talking, so I might have covered it.
Yeah.
So, Childish Gambino also dropped his last album under the name. I also just think he's not doing music anymore. He said in an interview that there's nothing left to do under the pseudonym Childish Gambino, and it doesn't, like, it's unfulfilling or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's done. And everyone's like, but he's going to rap under his name. And it's like, no, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, the whole Childish Gambino thing is about a boy growing up. It's very nihilistic. Like, Because of the Internet is about the world ending. The new album is about the world ending. Camp is about a boy growing up. Awaken My Love is just... It fits into the universe somewhere. I assume it's like Birth of New World or something. I don't really know.
I've also just realized, bitch, in this episode where I look at you, I've grabbed the back of your hair.
I liked it.
And like pulled it or scratched it.
No, you were
it.
Like playing with my hair. That was nice.
I've just realized I've just been doing that. I don't know why.
I haven't seen him in a while because I've been so busy.
Yeah.
My schedule has been flat out, but I've been making money.
He's been making money.
The tax return hit and I finally bought my return flight from Japan.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't have to live there forever. Dude, I might though. The median house price in like, not like fucking Tokyo, but like in the rural-ish area, but like in Sendai.
But the difficulties of trying to buy a house in Japan?
No. International people can just buy and own property with the same rules as Japanese people.
But
it is crazy.
But they do so much of their stuff by paper as well.
I don't give a fuck. I like paper. I make it. I know what you mean. Yeah. I think it's worse in Germany. Germany's a lot worse for it. They have hella shit to fill out. I feel it's also like more expensive.
Maybe it's not houses, but I feel there are a lot of things in Japan where it's... And do you also know, in a lot of countries, your license doesn't expire. Like, you don't need to go and get a new license.
Yeah, our government milks us like cows, which bro. Is, I fucking
I'm like,
it.
That's crazy. Because, like, in Queensland, the... The pricing for licenses has gone down, but it's still the highest out of all the states.
I got told this and I compared it. I think all of the things Google was showing to me at the top were just, what's the word? Old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they cost, well, they cost less, but they used to cost a whole lot more.
I do. When I bought my passport, I took a bomb photo. Did I send the photo to you?
No.
Of my passport? They were like, do you want to email it? And I was like, yes, actually, I would like a high... It's free. I want a high-res fucking...
I think I said no.
So much better. I took one few months ago, and I looked so bad, and my vanity was like, I will pay $20 to redo my fucking photo easily.
Yeah. I remember...
And I'm very glad, because I'm going to have it for a decade, and I know it doesn't fucking matter, but I...
I don't know when mine... I've got to show you this... Well, yeah, sorry you keep on going. I've got to do
yeah, it was a whole debacle. I found out my signature has shortened. It used to be my like initial full name.
Yeah.
And now it's just my initials. Yeah. So I had to go like to another place, like on a quest. She was like, that business over there will print it. And then I went over and she printed it from my USB and I was meant to pay. And she's like, no, it disappears in the fees. And I'm like, yeah, I know how printer subscriptions work. Sure, it doesn't, but whatever.
Wait, so did you go and get your photos done where?
At the post office. Where you always do
but
them.
You had to go to another business I had to print them out?
I was like, should I redo it? And she's like, I think so, because they cross-check it. They cross-checked me when I went overseas. I'm like, all right. Because imagine we get to Japan, and since my initial is different on my passport and my driver's license, I just get sent home.
Mine is.
Fucking lose my mind, huh?
Mine is.
Oh, well... Oh, but you've successfully gone to America.
Yeah, I didn't get cross-checked. Never once looked at my license.
Like, oh yeah, they don't... Yeah, I've heard stories about that.
Oh, no. No. Did I tell this story?
I don't think so.
I probably have.
I don't think you have.
So the first time I tried to buy alcohol after turning 21... Wait.
Signature checking?
No. I handed the lady my license.
In America?
Yeah, and she was like... What is this?
Oh, right, because you gave her the Queensland license.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was like, where is this? And I'm like, oh, this is Australia. Like, this is Australian.
There's no way she believes
it. And she's like, I've never seen an Australian one before. And I'm like...
Oh, you made her day. Because I think ours looks so much cooler.
But in America, they've got the, they scan fake IDs sometimes if they think they're fake. Like, they've got, like, a card reader that scans IDs.
Wait, do they not have perms to read yours?
No. However, she was like, I don't know how I can, like, authenticate this.
You didn't have your password on your
website. Or, like, show that to you. And I'm like, I don't have my password on me. And she was like, I'm going to say it's real. And I'm like, that's
okay,
crazy.
You can look at it and tell it's real.
Yeah, well...
Dog,
but
fun fact.
Even when we went to Melbourne, they were looking at our ID and they're like, what the hell is this?
Dude, when they homied me, because I stupidly didn't bring my ID with me. Because I was like, I have my phone ID, this doesn't matter. We get there and they're like, we can't accept that. And it's like, why?
But they have the phone ID.
The phone ID, but they didn't roll out state travel.
Think it is now.
Well, I'm still going to bring my physical ID.
Yeah, still do that, yeah.
Because now I have a reason to. My key just lives in my wallet forever, which is the card for Victorian travel. There's no reason for it to stay in my wallet. It's just a cool looking thing to have. It looks cool. And the bouncer was like, I'll be like, I'll behave. I was like, if I see you mess up, I'm hitting you. And I'm like, sure. I can't remember where I was going with this. Yeah, so she's like, pay forward. And I was like, all right, I'm always nice to people. Pay forward.
But I also had the same thing when they would look at my ID, because the date of birth on the Australian ones is just in a different spot. Because you know how on ours, it's like right in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Theirs, it's like in the corner or something.
And she didn't believe it for that reason?
No, but a lot of times they would look at and have a glance and be like, where's the date of birth?
Oh, okay.
But because it's just somewhere different to that, they wouldn't normally look.
All right.
It'd wig them out.
I have a really cool thing. Did you know that you physically cannot photocopy money?
Yeah.
It doesn't let you.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because it's illegal. Wait, what do you mean why or...
Well, like how the printer knows.
I thought, isn't it like all the barcodes and like shit in it?
It's like, I don't have any cash on me right now because it's at home, but...
No, I spent my $5 on a meat raffle that didn't even, I never saw the results of.
They must have done it inside.
There was nothing about a meat raffle.
Yeah, they just...
There was nothing else. Dude,
we should fucking pull up.
They were gone in the wind.
We should pull up with the fake meat raffle.
They were gone in the wind.
Wait, we can make so much money at pubs.
And he was saying, he was like, oh, we can't walk around with it.
You actually got...
Concerns, which I think is true.
We could walk around... No, fuck off. Who got sick eating a meat raffle?
No, I think because you can't walk around with it in the sun and like...
People do that. Who dies?
Hold the fuck on.
We could run such a lucrative
scheme.
Yeah.
But then they find out.
No, we'll just dummy the fucking winner. All of the raffles are the same.
I think we need to invest also in one of the square taps. You know, the squares like where people can tap their cards.
No, because then there's more traces. You want to be tracers.
They can trace the money.
Yeah, exactly. You want it in cash.
But the cash is gone.
Yeah, yes. That's why gambling is good.
This is how we buy a new boom arm.
this is the highest.
This is the highest of the century.
Yeah, so on all money, internationally, everywhere, there is a pattern, and it's like a constellation pattern. And on some money, it's very obvious. On ours, it's like, in Japan, it's like flowers, and it's disguised.
Is that
ours,
cherry blossoms?
Cherry blossoms, yeah. And then ours is like... I think it's like little, what's the yellow little daffodil looking ass shit? At least on the 20 I was looking at when I tried to photocopy it.
Oh shit, a fucking, a blossom, a brush blossom, a bottle blossom, a brush.
Not a bottle.
Is it a brush blossom?
No, it's a brush.
No, because it's the Australia, it's national flower.
Waddle?
Waddle. That's waddle.
If we didn't know that.
That's.
Yeah, but,
waddle brush.
Dude. You know how people... I just thought about this. This doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
I've been learning a lot about business. I think business is cool. You know how people will do the watermark over the pages like, do not photocopy?
Yeah.
Why don't people just put the fucking little dots in the corner and hide them? And then you physically can't.
Well, because
that's
cool. I think it's a lot cheaper to do the do not copy.
No. You could just, like, do it. It's just like printing. That's more. That's more ink. It's not like any... it's just a pattern on a page.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I don't know how they print textbooks then.
Oh no, it's probably just a standard, like they just did the standalone copy. It's
very particular. I think it's very cool. Ooh. I'm also sure you could just Yuri!
Yes, he's on the line.
Let's
he's on the line. Is that Fesla?
We might be down, but we're not out.
Yeah, it's currently 14:31. It's going to be 19. Oh, new guy's on for his first game, it always gets into a fight.
That's fun. Album of the... What was... The Fortnite, I guess. We haven't done this for a little.
I had mine. I had it, like, here. But while we're getting this up, did you know it's proven that bears have a sense of solitude and appreciation for nature?
Did you know this? How did they prove that?
Well, these... So I got this from an Instagram article.
Like, great. Good start.
Called Mysterious_Galaxies.
Okay, right.
Now it doesn't have any citations on it or references.
I don't expect it to if it's Instagram, yeah.
So I hope it's real.
Yeah.
I would believe it. I'd believe it. I choose to believe.
Yeah,
I choose to believe. But I just saw that, it made me laugh.
That's
my
I don't know if mine's a repeat or not.
How do I even find this album?
I'll do mine first then. Mine, it is called It Is What It Is by Thundercat. He is a bass player and he sings in this really soft falsetto almost ish. It's hypnotizing. His bass is hypnotizing and so is his voice. And it has some of my favorite songs. I made one of the songs my ringtone. It's like an 8-bit.
Yeah.
And it's just like the beat. I love it so much. I think my favorite song on it is Dragon Ball Durag.
Yeah.
I don't wear durags. It's just such a
This could be my first EP.
Song. That's true.
All In by Skepta.
How long is it? 5?
Yeah, 5 songs. Yeah. I really like favorite? It. Eyes on Me.
As I mean, I'll hit it up.
It is recently. I've been listening to Skepta and Jamie again.
Mm.
I like both of them. And then I've had another appreciation.
Yeah. Ooh.
But.
Big news.
Big news.
They're kind of not. You know the All My Friends Are Drugs? All my friends are wasted.
Yeah.
That's by Snake Hips.
Lol.
It's a cool name, eh?
Yeah.
Or it might be Snake Hips. I think they're producers. They're like club. It's like club shit, right?
Yeah.
And it was just like Snake Hips. They look like fucking club guys. Yeah, it's feature. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're producers. They have made a new group. It's a new group. With the Earth Gang boys. Crazy crossover to me.
Earth Gang.
Snake Gang EP Volume 1. Whole thing is lovely. 5 songs, 30 good. Minutes. Bangers.
Bangers.
It is nice melodic raps over just like clubby-ish groove. It's groovy as fuck. And the cover, groovy. So nice. That came out yesterday as well. It kind of went a little bit under the radar because fucking Denzel Curry and Carlos Jamino dropped. Oh, it came out today. It's a Friday recording.
I think my I've also got a shout out for a brand which I think I'm gonna wait for the pants to turn up.
Mm. I owe Ben a shout out. Shout out to Ben.
But shorts for the bigger boys that look good.
Is that what it's called?
It's a brand I know. No, it's called LSKD.
Oh, I know them.
Which is a brand, yeah, that I've seen. But I've got some shorts. They're on their way, and they do a lot of gym gear.
Yeah, that's what
as I'm well. From. But I've got to find these shorts. But I think I hear a lot of good things. Like some of the girls that I know, they're like, oh, these shorts are always like hype. Like they're good. Like they're always worth it, and they're like cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else to talk about? I'm sorry.
If this episode is out late, the cyber attack has happened and we're all going to kill ourselves. We'll kill each other.
Is our distributor website still going?
I've got no idea, actually. That's a good... But let's see what the... So this is currently happening while
Yeah, CrowdStrike. I first heard about it. I listened to the IT internet related news. This is the first I heard about it was people talking about it after the Oztag game.
An hour ago, CrowdStrike says fix has been deployed.
Oh, okay. Good then. Very good. Yeah, we've got a gathering to go to.
Yeah.
So the episode went longer than I thought, just because we were chilling.
It's good. We're in a good mood. We're in a good mood. We're chilling.
We're trying to get Riley to come here and talk about Japan so I can talk about business and how we do a samurai killdozer, but he's too tired to come
here. I feel
like
we also just would have had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But Riley will be here next
time. I hope this sounds good with this audio setup. And if not, there's a new microphone. We're looking at new mics because our tax returns hit.
Yeah.
I've had to spend it on fucking travel and tickets.
Yeah. I've just spent mine on.
And I'm saving properly. And that's like the 100th time I've ever said it, but I mean it this time. So. Back from a dropout. Yes, the mic just fell
the
over.
Mic fell and I felt the...
The USB-C?
The USB-C like move and I'm like, that's not good.
Anyway... I was thinking we could just end the episode, but we didn't say goodbye properly, so...
Didn't say goodbye. That would be not funny, it just drops out.
Yeah.
See
yous next week if yous are lucky.
We promise we'll be consistent. I think we said that every week.
Bye!
It makes it hard to send sponsorship emails.